97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
All right, it's Beer 30 time. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. That's a podcast that you can enjoy on all the podcasting locations, Google Play and iTunes, Sports Meets Beer. We're here with another beer in front of us. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
What do we got?
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. Pleasure's all mine.
Gilman Brewing down in Berkeley. Got a nice little hazy. They're really bucking the trend, putting a hazy out.
Yeah, they are pushing the envelope.
You guys are so mad about all the hazies.
It's crazy to me.
Bring it down a notch.
Just one notch.
We can accept it. We're also the crusty guys who are like, what's wrong with the pale ale? You guys drinking all these IPAs. Blech.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. As we mentioned on one of our episodes on the podcast, a brewer friend of the show had said it's financially irresponsible to not brew a hazy. So everyone's on board.
Okay.
So, being on board.
That makes me want to dive right in.
Yeah. Let's jump on into this bandwagon.
Now, we've tasted a few Gilman brews for the podcast. I can't remember if we've done one for this segment, but we've been pretty happy with them, actually. We thought most of what they put together has been pretty nice. So, saw this, brought it in. That's called Fuzzy Dice. It's a hazy IPA.
Great name.
It is a great name.
Let's go through the AATMF real quick on this bad boy. So the appearance on this is, you know, it's
hazy.
It's hazy. Go figure. You can see a little light through there, but ultimately you are looking at Kern's Nectar.
Yeah, they all look like this.
Yeah.
I mean, varying degrees of cloudy orange.
Yeah.
Is basically what it
comes
down to.
Maybe different shades,
but definitely. If it looks like a hazy IPA and smells like a hazy IPA, it's probably a hazy IPA.
Now, I want to be clear about these. I understand the allure to people, just like the Blue Moon, the Pyramid Hefeweizens, you know, the Widmers and like that kind of stuff. I understand the allure for those beers, like when Hefeweizen was all the rage. There's something muted about the mouthfeel to it. You get some nose, you know, things like that. And this is, so I get it. I get it. It's just not my style. So keep that in mind as we go through this.
I think people that created the hazy craze were the same people who thought of Brass Monkeys when you were in high school. You know, a 40-ounce with orange juice?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a Brass Monkey is. And that's every time I taste, you get so much orange juiciness out of it.
I think, you know, but I think that is what it is. I think that people like the idea of having an IPA or something a little bit stronger than a Blue Moon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then having that orangish flavor, too, together. So I think that's what... It could be called anything. It happens to be hazy, and that's what it is.
Right. It's a lot like the Jim Gaffigan joke. I like seafood, but I really don't. If it's too fishy, I don't like it. Guess what? You don't like fish. Same thing. If you don't like IPAs, guess what? You don't like IPAs.
Yeah.
Just because it has citrus and orange flavors behind it, now it's hiding. I think the hazy is introducing a new line of customers that wouldn't have tried IPAs because they're too bitter.
Oh.
It's a crossover. So it's training wheels. It's getting people in. It's just like what session IPAs were. Even that was still too beer-like. It doesn't look like a regular filtered beer.
Right.
It doesn't taste like a filtered beer.
Right.
So it's one of those things where it's easier to approach, it's easier to drink, and it will then hopefully branch them out into other beers, but it's a starter set for IPAs.
Plus, you look so cool with one.
Oh,
because all the cool kids have them.
Yeah.
Obviously.
If you're not drinking a hazy IPA, you might as well be drinking a Corona.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with Corona.
Nothing wrong.
This smells just like tangerines and mandarin orange. There's not a lot more in my nose as I take a whiff of this. There's not a lot more nuance to it than that. We've had some that have had really nice tropical notes, passion fruit, guava, that kind of thing. But this, in my mind, is just tangerine and orange peel. There's not a lot else to it. Fairly one note. I don't find it off-putting, but it's just there's nothing really
pretty
remarkable
simple
about it. Yeah,
exactly. I get tons of the juicy orange flavor, a little bit like fresh squeezed orange juice. So you're mm-hmm. going to get a little bit of that pith in there, and you are going to get some of the oils from the rinds. At the end of the day, it's low CO2 volume, so I'd like it to have a little more CO2, but it finishes okay, and it's got a decent mouthfeel. But again, I'm not in love with the category, as we've already expressed numerous times. But at the same time, it is it's done okay.
This actually, compared to some of the other ones that we've sampled, this one actually has a little bit more bitterness than the average hazy, I would say. It's not a lot. I don't want to give the impression that this is a bitter beer, but it does have a little bit more, which I think actually is something that it's going for it.
Yeah.
But I think generally speaking, as with all hazies, this is Fuzzy Dice. You put this in the rearview mirror.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. I can't believe that just happened. You didn't even write that down.
Man.
You remembered that?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Well,
why can't you bring that kind of magic to the podcast?
No.
Or do you?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, so it's the thumbs down then, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to me, it's thumbs middle. Would I drink it? Sure. Would I have another one? Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm going thumbs down, and this isn't even necessarily indicative of the style. I think this is one of the least remarkable of the style that we've had. And we've always kind of given the caveat like, hey, we don't really like this typical style of beer, even though it's everywhere. But this one, I just think has less going for it than most. It's not bad, but I wouldn't reach for it again.
Yeah. I actually like a lot of these. I don't. This one's meh. Just in the middle.
Meh.
Just meh. So I'll give it a thumbs middle.
It's too one-noted, I think.
Yeah,
kind of all
and I think the bitterness, it doesn't taste like a beer bitterness. It tastes like juice bitterness, if that makes any
pomelo.
Sense. Yeah, Gilman Brewery Fuzzy Dice, Hazy IPA. You can check out this review again if you'd like, or others, at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being here.
Cheers.
Bye.